Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings, and conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push while the top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog and win $256 if they win. That simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is $4 bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure to use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, last segment, we talked about players at a crossroads at Penn State on the offensive side of the ball. This quarter, we're going to look at players on the defensive side who are probably at a crossroads. Essentially, when we're talking about a crossroads player, Dustin, we're talking about that guy. He's been there for a couple of years and hasn't been able to break through yet. And the first two names on our list here are interesting to me, and we're talking about this between segments, Nick Tarburton and Charlie Ketcher. And candidly, I have trouble differentiating them. I think they came in at the same time or very similar. And I guess I had some pretty high hopes for each of them when they came in. Heard some good things coming out of high school. But really, since then, since they've gotten to Penn State, not a whole lot about either one of them.
Well, I think, you know, so Charlie Ketcher coming out of Cumberland Valley High School was a really interesting player because he was just a free-range playmaker, safety, wide receiver, linebacker, special teams guy, return guy. Like, he was really a jack-of-all-trades at Cumberland Valley. And, you know, the challenge for him was going to be narrowing his scope to play linebacker at the next level. And one of the things that was kind of a, I don't want to say a red flag, but a bit of a concern for him coming out of high school was injuries and his ability to stay healthy in the full-time grind, especially in the Big Ten. And I think that's probably impacted the ascent of his career a little bit. You saw him, you know, he was hurt last season. So I think that's something to keep an eye on. And sometimes, you know, when there are injuries along the way, it really prevents you from being able to seize certain opportunities that might be there for you. I don't know that he, with the way that they started recruiting the linebacker position after his arrival, I don't know that we were ever going to see Charlie Ketcher as a true blue starting linebacker. Just look at all the guys who came in after him. It was going to be hard for me to believe that even in a best-case scenario, he was going to be an impact starter. I thought, you know, a special teamer, really good rotation guy. They do rotate guys in and out at the linebacker spots, and maybe that's still part of his future. But this is, I feel like this is an important year for him to try to establish himself at least that much. There are spots up for grabs in that six-man rotation at linebacker. I think the time is now for him to become part of that. As far as Nick Tarburton, came in, you weren't sure whether he was a defensive end or a linebacker. They started him at linebacker. He moved to defensive end. And I think maybe that sort of jockeying for position, he had to start from scratch again at defensive end. Haven't seen or heard much from him. So last year before the season began, they did the media day stuff. And I thought Shaka Toney went out of his way to mention Nick Tarburton. And that struck a chord with me. Not that it means a ton, but it's like, I think what he said about him was really active and violent hands. So that's the hand work. Now, you know, if there's something to that, there's an opportunity for Nick Tarburton now, right here, right now. If it doesn't happen for him this year, I would feel pretty confident in saying that it won't happen for him. So to me, he's the ultimate crossroads player. It's got to come together for him. It's got to come together for him now. And Penn State could use anybody, you know, a number three, number four, number five defensive end. Even if that's all Nick Tarburton ends up being, that would be a valuable role for Penn State.
Couple interesting facts on both these guys. This will be their fourth year in the program, okay? So you look at it that way, they've been around forever. The other way to look at it is they both have had a redshirt year, and with the mulligan from eligibility from last season, they each have 3 years of eligibility left, so there's still the chance for a long career at Penn State. The other interesting thing to note, Dustin, is both those positions, although the starters are probably set at linebacker with the three returning, you have Lance Dixon moving on, so that might provide an opportunity for Charlie Ketcher in the rotation. And defensive end is a position where three out of the four guys in the rotation have moved on. That could be what provides Nick Tarburton with an opportunity, right?
Yeah, there are chances there, I think, for both of them, just because the rotations are far from complete right now. One thing I wanted to just mention, Zariah Fisher, as part of this conversation, now officially listed as a defensive end by Penn State. You know, their latest roster update has him at defensive end. So he'll be an interesting guy to watch in that competition. But Nick Tarburton is as experienced as anybody else on that defensive end rotation. The time's just now. And you mentioned, I mean, both of these guys, it's going to feel like if they stick around for three more years, I think that experience pays off at some point. B, they're going to be 35 years old and 15th year seniors. It's gonna feel like. But I don't really get the impression, and I could definitely be wrong. I don't really get the impression that both of these guys or either one of them is necessarily chomping at the bit to transfer and move on. But that's kind of the nature of this conversation now. And last year was unique in that there was no penalty in transferring. So it's probably sped up some of the decision-making for some of these guys who were at Crossroads last year. But I think if we were having the same conversation last March, we would have mentioned some of the names who ended up transferring. Your Judge Culpepper, the time was now for him to make a move because there's a bunch of young guys coming in behind him. CJ Thorpe, are you a full-time starter or are you not? Ended up, he was not a full-time starter, and now he's on the move. I'm sure there's some other names that just aren't coming.
Zach Kuntz comes to mind because we had him. I'm not sure if it was with you or with the other guys. The this is their year to either step up or not, and yeah. I know we had that conversation about him.
Yep. So, yeah, I think these are the guys to watch as maybe that next wave. If what they need to happen at Penn State doesn't happen for them, then they are candidates to try to explore transferring and getting a fresh start someplace else.
It's interesting. They're not guys that are quite at the crossroads yet, but it was interesting you brought up a player at defensive end, but another player at linebacker is Curtis Jacobs. He's the up-and-comer now that, you know, any other linebackers have to look at and say, hey, wait a minute, I got to beat him out. He's definitely on his way.
I was really impressed by him in the limited sample last year, and I think he looked good enough, and he looked like the real deal that I don't know that anybody is truly, truly safe with him flying around the ball the way that he does. So it'll be interesting to see what that means for Penn State's linebacker rotation coming up. But obviously with Lance Dixon moving on, that moves Curtis Jacobs to the next man up. And that means something for Charlie Ketcher. That means something for, you know, if any of these guys struggle, if Jesse Lucchetta struggle, I don't think anything can be taken for granted, even for the three starters who are back, just because Curtis Jacobs looks like a very, very good alternative.
He does. He looks like that fourth starter. There's an interesting name you have on here also with Jonathan Sutherland. And I'm not sure I look at him as a guy on the crossroads as much as I just look at him as, all right, we know what he's already shown us what we're going to get from him. A special teams guy, a backup safety. That's who he is.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. So I don't know if a crossroads is the best way to put it with him. But the fact of the matter is there's an opening as a starting safety. And we're sitting here not really considering Jonathan Sutherland, right? We're not really thinking about him as starting material. We're thinking about him as, okay, if he's your number three or number four safety, kind of a guy off the bench, leader on special teams, that seems to be who he is. I think we're just going to be able to, instead of putting forth a really good educated guess on what we think he is, we're going to find out for sure this spring and summer. Is he a candidate or is he not for that starting job?
That's the kind of guy that if it does work out, if he can compete, get that starting job, you say, good for him. It's great for a guy who's been in the system this long, put in that much work to finally get his opportunity. Another guy who seems to have been around for a while is Fred Hansard, and there's opportunities at the defensive tackle position, but that's another guy who probably has to step up this year.
I agree with that. I think it'd be great if he's penciled in as maybe that starter next to PJ Mustafa. But you look at the guys who are coming up behind him, who bring something a little different to the table. You're Hakeem Beamon, Devon Ellis. I'm a big fan of Amin Vanover. I'm a big fan of Cole Brevard, Keziah Izzard. I really like these guys. And then they're bringing in Derek Tangelo from Duke. I think this is another situation where, you know, Fred Hansard, he's been around for a long time. He's played some valuable snaps. He's got some ability. He's a big, strong guy. He's not really the glory work defensive tackle, but neither was Antonio Shelton for the past 2 years. He can come in and do a nice job just like Shelton did, or Penn State has the ability to look at some other options and maybe get a little bit more explosion in there. It might not show up in the form of somebody quote-unquote taking that starting job, but Derek Tangelo is a candidate for that. And there's also the ability, even if you're not a starter, you're able to tighten that rotation up and get a lot of guys more snaps. I don't know if Fred Hansard can make a move. Maybe he's the starter, maybe he's not, but I want to see something more from him. I want to see him take on a bigger role and shoulder more of that burden, but I'm just not sure if his role is going to grow. He'll play a valuable role either way, but is it going to grow with all these other guys now ready to take snaps?
And, Dustin, I still can't get over with that freebie year last year, and if you have a redshirt year, the fact that these guys could be around for a total of 6 years is amazing. So, friend Hansard, he actually has 2 more years of eligibility. That's hard to believe, but it is the case. That is it for quarter number three, where we're looking at our crossroads players. Stick around. In quarter number four, we're going to take another look at the class of 22 coming in. How good can they be?
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the college basketball action. Bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.